Morning, folks. This is Scott, your host at Sharing the Burden. We're live at 102.9 FM, whistlefm.com, formerly Whistle Radio. Sharing the Burden believes in life recovery. We are a life recovery group, and we follow the 12 steps of sharing the burden to support the hurting. All are welcome at our meetings. We hold weekly meetings in several locations. Check out sharingtheburden.ca to find the meeting closest to you, or start your own. And we need one in Stouffville soon. And Stouffville's a great town to hold one of these meetings, folks. And that's not just part of our preamble. You know, we're so better able to serve people when we have on-the-spot get-togethers, if you will. We like to call them sharing meetings. I have a guest on today called Gary Henry. Gary, welcome to Sharing the Burden.
Thank you for having me there, Scott.
Oh, you're very welcome.
I appreciate it. And Mr. J,
we can't
forget. Good morning, gentlemen.
Can't forget the guy behind the wires.
The producer extraordinaire. the man who doesn't whistle but runs the whistle.
He does, and we all have a special job. I was going to say in our own minds, but Jay's a real deal. He really does do the thing.
Yeah.
He designs it, makes it work, and
yes,
sounds great by the time we send it out all over this planet later, you know? And that's kind of... anybody can say that today, but I mean, it still feels good. You know, say,
yes.
You know, if you go to 102.9, folks, Stouffville or whistlefm.com or even .ca, you'll find a way to listen to us live. And that's the way to do it, because radio today cannot be based on the strength of the signal only. And it can be listened to around the world.
So, exactly.
So we hope there's a few people listening around the world. If there aren't, we'll get them listening later.
Hopefully so.
Gary.
Yes, sir.
Topic today is basically humility.
Yes.
Okay, and you saw the title of this little step 7 indicator. We call it phase 7 in our program to give it a little different flavor. But pride born of hurt. And the suggestion there, I believe, and whether you concur or not doesn't really matter, but I believe, because this is my story, that having had a kind of childhood where I never got many answers to anything. Dad was never there, basically. I did have a dad, and I got to know him only when I was able to drink with him later on in life. So as a child, there was no dad there kind of thing. So many of us can relate to that. So disappointment, dad at a game, or dad here or dad there.
Yeah.
Or, we promised to do this or do that. All those things could never happen.
Yeah.
So, and they didn't happen. So, when we go to the scriptural references, keep seeking, keep knocking, and so on, the doors will be open.
Yes.
That's great. But when you grew up with a dad, either wasn't there or didn't even know him, maybe.
Wow.
How can you get this sense of a fatherly figure being someone you can seek after and keep knocking and so on? So you become self-sufficient.
Yes.
You force yourself. You become a guy who thinks he can do everything.
Yes.
And you get a false sense of pride. So this pride thing is born. It's a survival skill, and later it's a disaster.
Exactly.
It keeps you from trying the things you need to try.
Yes.
Can you relate to any of that, Gary?
Well, I definitely can relate to some of that. I didn't have the privilege of growing up with my father or meeting my father. Mm-hmm. And growing up, of course, you're a kid, you're playing, and I would see my neighbors, we play ball hockey, but then I would see them going to play ice hockey. Yeah. And they were going with their parents. And I literally would fantasize in my head that my dad is coming to get me to play hockey. So I'd get my bag, fill the bag with pucks, go upstairs, sit on the step with my hockey stick, thinking my dad's going to come. But that never happened.
Yeah.
Right? But, I had people who were there for me, like my uncles. They did a good job.
Yeah.
Right? But it wasn't my dad.
Yeah.
It wasn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
Could I have retaliated? At times I was pretty upset, right? But I couldn't say anything
because
it was squashed. Be thankful for what you have.
Yeah.
But I want to know who my dad is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that took practically all my life to find out about him. But I could have been so much more bitter. Mm-hmm. I thank God I didn't get into trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd have colored a colored life. I did.
Okay.
Okay. In terms of, and why, I can't even tell you. Yeah, kids want to have fun. But with all that you just said, yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah. Because even the father doesn't mean somebody who's missing. A father could be somebody who's in the house who's not acting like a father.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because they're not conscious of the now, of the moment.
Right on.
Right? Their moment is that bottle or whatever their satisfaction is, not exactly the child. Mm-hmm. Right? And so I familiarize with what you are saying. But if I could say, for the grace of God, here I am.
Yeah.
You know, his hand was on me through it all. Because it's totally impossible that I've come to this point.
Yeah.
That I'm not dead. I'm not incarcerated.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, and other things that I did that I should have.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And I've seen people die in front of my face.
Yeah.
So I look at how things happen and I thank God for it. But my story now, I'm actually talking about it here on Whistle.
Mm-hmm.
I've never really spoken so much about it
mm-hmm.
in the past on radio, a very small fragment.
Mm-hmm.
But today, I'm speaking about it, and you invited me to speak about it, yeah, and that's why I can do it.
Yeah. And that's very interesting, and you mentioned now being in the moment. And,
yes.
That in my prison ministry
yes.
is everything.
Wow.
When we sit with a bunch of fellas in orange,
yes.
like I did last night, and I was able to say, now, guys, you know, and it was several murder charges and so on
yes.
in this room full of guys, and, you know, and they got comfortable enough. And if you know these kind of people,
yeah,
they got comfortable enough talking about the actual goings on and how a manslaughter was coming in, and thank God for that, and all these different things.
Yeah.
But these guys came in, as I mentioned earlier, feeling miserable, and because of you know what the Holy Spirit, if you want, was doing,
yes.
you know, the spiritual forces. I mean, I'm yeah. a Christian man, so
yeah.
called the Holy Spirit, but. Because of these forces,
yes.
these guys would be not only comfortable enough to talk in front of me like mm-hmm. that, but with each other. We had four ranges. We had guys from four different
My
ranges
God.
Who don't spend time together.
Wow.
Generally in there. And one of those guys said, I never felt so much love in a room in my life. And these are guys in jail. And I said, you know, isn't it interesting how the moment can be perfect
yes, sir.
Even in this?
And yes, sir.
Many of those guys are lifers.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
So, you know, I thought, wow, you know, this is, you know, thank God I was able to talk my wife into giving me, you know, at least not trying so hard to
yeah.
keep me from going on this Canada Day.
Yeah.
When we ended, and we end the meetings usually with prayer, usually Our Father, the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah.
And at the end of that, I was saying, Happy Canada Day, guys, and they accepted it for real. In this prison
cell. Yeah.
yeah. Isn't that...
it's amazing. You know, Scott, you say, like, you're a believer, right?
Yeah.
And so I have you know that when you walked into that place, that jail or whatever you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
and those men saw you, they knew who you were, and you didn't have to say much, and you don't have to say much, because God goes with us anywhere we go. And what they saw was a presence. They felt a presence coming mm-hmm. out of you before you even said anything.
Wow.
They saw a light. Everything else was dark, but they saw a light come in. And so your presence, mm-hmm. before you opened your mouth, was already stirring the atmosphere.
Yeah.
That these guys who didn't know each other or didn't yeah. stay in the same quarters,
yeah.
all of a sudden they're together, and it changed their lens, the way how they saw things and yeah. how they thought about one another.
Yeah. It's neat, eh?
Right? So they yeah. came in and say, whoa, these guys are cool. This guy's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, I hope I can see this guy again.
Yeah.
When is Scott coming? I hope we all meet again.
Yeah, exactly.
So what yeah. you did, your presence alone
mm-hmm.
has just did something. It touched those guys, and it's going to be like a coal. They're going to share it. Mm-hmm. They're going to share it with the other inmates.
Yeah.
It's going to change the way they think, the way how they see things, mm-hmm. it's possible, I believe that a lot of them got released yesterday.
Mm. Oh, right? I hear you.
Right? Because yeah. they're in a place of being tolerated, not yeah. celebrated.
Yeah, exactly.
But you
yeah.
sacrifice yeah. celebrating with your wife yeah. to go and celebrate with these guys. Yeah. And that alone, what is this man doing here on Canada Day?
That's what the guards were saying for sure.
You see? So
yeah, absolutely.
So that's the bigger picture of it. The yeah. sacrifice that you made mm-hmm. from leaving your family to yeah. go and be with people who are, let's say, forgotten. You're going to do your time yeah. for the crime that you did.
Yeah.
We've all done something.
Yeah.
It doesn't
that's
matter.
Right.
The smallest thing outside, it's a crime. Or is it sin is sin, right?
Yeah.
Sin is sin. We all sin every yeah. day in some kind of way. The smallest sin is still a sin. Yeah. But we're not doing time. But with all that being said, you went to celebrate them, not tolerate them.
You got it. And I couldn't explain it better, except I don't. I've got to not take credit. And everybody here knows that.
Yeah.
I'm not even thinking of that. But no. I have to agree totally with the presence thing, but thank God you don't remember that or don't feel that or don't sense that when you're doing it.
No, you don't.
And that's the beauty, because if you do, it's gone.
No, the thing is, you go there, you pray before you go.
Yeah.
You pray while you're doing it.
Yeah.
Nobody knows that you're praying.
Yeah, true.
Because you know, of course, there's a scripture that says, lean not on your own understanding.
Yeah,
ask
yeah.
the Lord and he'll direct your path.
Yeah.
Well, that is something that my grandma ingrained in me.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'll never, God rest her soul,
yeah.
I still remember it when I'm freaking out about something.
Yeah.
Oh, man, how am I going to do this? How am I going to get that? Lean not on your own understanding, Gary.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so really. I pull back the harness. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's a time that, you know, like coming here, I'm listening to this song. What am I going to talk about? What am I going to talk about? And this song, Psalm 46, be still and know. Be still and know. Trust in me. Trust
yeah.
in me. And like, why am I freaking out?
Yeah.
Look what God has done for me.
Yeah.
Things I didn't know, now I know.
Yeah.
And it's not that a man did it. No,
no
he
right.
did it.
That's right, yeah.
So
yeah.
he flipped
yeah.
the script on everything. And you know what?
Yeah.
As much as I did not know my dad, of
yep.
course, I know now.
Yep.
I'm happy in a sense, if this could make sense, that if people knew and they didn't tell me, good. And
yeah.
I'm happy that nobody said anything, because
yeah.
then they'd want the glory for the story.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
because it's mind-blowing how things happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So how things happen for you,
yeah.
and guess what? It's just the beginning. That's
yeah.
just the drip of oh, what's
yeah.
to come.
Yeah. It's so perfect, you know. I try and explain in all the places I go that
yeah.
parts of your journey, parts of my journey, parts of Jay's journey are lousy, you know.
Yeah.
Like, and there are, and but once we know the Almighty, and
yes.
folks out there, however you see the Almighty,
yes,
the Almighty misses nothing.
No, know,
sees the beginning, sees the end, sees
yeah.
everything in between, and folks, that can take a great load off of your shoulders.
Ooh.
Immediately to
oh.
know that you didn't write the script.
Oh my gosh.
You didn't write the script, you know. And for these guys, I say, you know what? I go to bed every night knowing that I did my best. Knowing that I did my best, even when it's the most lazy, disgusting looking day for me.
Yes.
I didn't write that script.
My God.
I did the dance of the day to the best of my ability, because I just, this is for me. This is not for
yeah.
even God or anybody else.
Yeah.
It's for me. I think I do my best.
Yeah. Amen.
But I fall short of my sense of doing the best every day of my life.
Exactly. Well, you know.
And you know how we all fall short anyway.
Exactly.
You know, so.
And that, and the scripture even says that
yeah.
too. We,
exactly.
we all fall
yeah.
short of the glory, you know.
Back, yeah.
But the thing is this, what was I going to say? I say some things like this. We're all under audition.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't read your lines. Jay can't read my lines,
yeah.
and vice versa.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Yep.
Now, the things that Jay went through, I can't go through. The things that you went through, I can't go through.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But one thing that we got to do is validate one another's feeling about a particular thing, subject, or life, and right? I can't tell you, well, no, man, Scott, that ain't true. It's not like that. Well, Gary, that's what I experienced.
Yeah.
Right? I should not judge what you're telling me. I have to step back and validate what you're saying because you went through it. I got to validate Jay. Jay, how have you got here this far?
Yep.
How are your nights? How are your days?
Yep.
How is it your moment? How do you handle it? How did you become a producer?
Yep.
Right? Yep. Because you know what? I can't be a producer because I don't know how to use the board.
Yep.
But Jay is called to use that board.
Amen. Yep.
And he does it well.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you know, and that's right. That's right. Yeah. And I'm glad you're heavy on validation.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That is an area that I can use some help. And guys like Jay, like he spends his life doing similar to what we do, but in his veins. And you know what the biggest lie in the world is? We feel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, but Jay, did he just say we? Because then I just finished speaking to you before he got here about we fit.
You did. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man, you know what? We're going to have to take a break for a short minute here, pay some bills and do the things that a radio station some bills. Has to
but,
do.
Hey,
and,
we got to go. Got to pay some bills. I never thought I'd say that.
Yeah. Anyway, folks, Sharing Burden, Scott, your host here with Gary and with our big producer,
Big Jay,
Jay Rumball. And Jay, can you take us out for a minute?
All right, time for some commercials. We'll be back here on Shedding the Burden.